Welcome to the Pregnancy Help Podcast. I'm Christine Grimmett, and this is the first episode of the Pregnancy Help News Brief. Pregnancy Help News Managing Editor Lisa Bourne will be taking us through news highlights from the past few weeks, and we are so excited to be bringing this content to listeners now on a regular basis. So you'll want to subscribe to the podcast if you have not already, so that you'll receive notifications when those new episodes are published. I'll turn things over to Lisa, and I hope you enjoy this Pregnancy Help News Brief.
Welcome to the inaugural episode of Pregnancy Help News Brief. I'm Lisa Bourne, Managing Editor of Pregnancy Help News, where we bring you news, commentary, and feature articles on all things pregnancy help, Heartbeat International, and the pro-life community. Likewise, in the Pregnancy Help News Brief, we will share the latest in news pertaining to the pregnancy help movement. In our latest Pregnancy Help News Digest, we brought you commentary from venerable columnist and writer Cal Thomas. Mr. Thomas addressed how the issue of abortion is playing into the forthcoming general election in the U.S. He discussed the Biden-Harris administration's ardent support for abortion, most recently the visit by Vice President Harris to a Planned Parenthood facility. And he encouraged Republicans not to shy away from the abortion issue to appease abortion supporters, referencing polls that show many in the middle on this issue want at least some restrictions on abortion. Abortion is a moral, medical, and political issue, Mr. Thomas said, and Republicans can and should fight back on all three of these levels. We also had an article on the controversial study titled Effectiveness and Safety of Telehealth Medication Abortion in the USA, authored by Pregnancy Help News writer Sherry Peek. Pro-abortion entities have been working to play up anything positive with regard to abortion since the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs ruling overturned Roe v. Wade in June of 2022, and likewise as the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine v. FDA case is before the Supreme Court, the case challenging the FDA's approval of the abortion pill, abortion-affirming entities have endeavored to play down risks associated with chemical abortion and the administering of it either remotely or otherwise without an in-person doctor visit. The case has significant implications for access to chemical abortion drugs, which now account for well over half of all abortions conducted in the U.S. Heartbeat International Senior Director of Medical Impact Krista Brown said, "The effectiveness and safety of telehealth medication abortion in the USA study leaves us with more questions than answers. Such as, how will they know if the pregnant woman is truly the one communicating with them? How will they know if she is a victim of human trafficking? How will they know if she is 6 weeks pregnant or 36 weeks? How will they know if she has an ectopic pregnancy?" The FDA warns consumers not to purchase abortion drugs online, she said. Yet the researchers of the study seem to advocate for the same type of abortion, obtained without evaluation or assessment of any kind. And speaking of the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine v. FDA case before the Supreme Court, Pregnancy Health News also brought you an article on a brief filed in the case by pro-life legal nonprofit Liberty Counsel on behalf of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference and the Frederick Douglass Foundation, the two organizations representing more than 70,000 Hispanic and African American churches. The brief argues that the origins of the abortion pill mifepristone, similar to that of Planned Parenthood, have ties to racism and eugenics, calling mifepristone a tool of modern-day eugenics. Heartbeat International filed a brief in the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine v. FDA case as well, arguing that the FDA lowered the standards of care for women in relaxing abortion pill safety standards. Additionally, related to the abortion pill case before the Supreme Court, Pregnancy Help News writer Sam Entiel covered the controversy surrounding academics publisher Sage having pulled three papers on chemical abortion from researchers at Charlotte Lozier Institute published between 2019 and 2022. Which were cited in the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine v. FDA case. As the research arm for Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, Charlotte Lozier Institute performs exhaustive research and is widely considered the gold standard for data in all areas of pregnancy help. Some commenters on the study retractions have pointed to an anti-science, pro-abortion bias as the impetus for the retractions. However, Aaron Hawley, Senior Counsel for Legal Nonprofit Alliance Defending Freedom, which represents the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine in the case, does not believe the SAGE rejections will affect the March 26th Supreme Court hearing. She said that none of these studies will be at issue as the Supreme Court considers the case, and that they need to rely on the data that the FDA itself cites and the concessions it makes about those data. Our inaugural episode of Pregnancy Help News Brief is airing the day following the first hearing in the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine v. FDA case. And both Pregnancy Help News Brief and Pregnancy Help News will continue to bring you coverage of the case. Also on Pregnancy Help News, a recap from writer Tabitha Goodling on the important question, what is a pre-abortion screening? Another safe haven box, baby box rather, is in the works for the city of Gulfport, Mississippi, covered by Pregnancy Help News writer Jean Mondoro. Pregnancy Help News was also happy to bring you a poignant guest submission from Jacinta Hamilton on World Down Syndrome Day, which for 2024 was March 21st, and on the love in her family for her brother Gabriel. This is the second contribution from Jacinta highlighting the sanctity of human life as lived out with her family and her brother Gabriel. Pregnancy Help News author Gail Irwin is in the midst of highlighting the varying pregnancy help programs at House of Ruth Pregnancy Care Center in Cottonwood, Arizona, including abortion pill reversal. House of Ruth hosted middle school students earlier this year around Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, helping them to learn what it means to be pro-life. The students handled preborn baby development models and reviewed Focus on the Family's SLED test. SLED is an acronym denoting the size, level of development, environment, and degree of dependency of a child. The students viewed a live-action video on fetal development and also a Focus on the Family film highlighting the story of a 12-year-old boy who helped a pregnancy center after he learned about abortion. The young people also set out 2,400 pink and blue flags on the pregnancy help facility's grounds. These flags represented the number of unborn lives lost to abortion every day. An especially beautiful moment happened during the students' visit to House of Ruth Pregnancy Care Center. As they were placing the flags, symbolizing the lives lost to abortion, without prompting, without adults overseeing them, the students gathered to pray all on their own. It's a moment like that that we at Pregnancy Help News are particularly blessed to bring you. Pregnancy Help News also shared the story of Arrow, a 3-year-old boy with trisomy 13. Arrow's mother Hannah walked readers through her family's journey after receiving the trisomy 13 diagnosis. She thought at first it was a death sentence until she came across a Facebook group with families who had been given the diagnosis but chose to carry their children to term. There were varying outcomes, Hannah said, but she noticed that a lot of these kids were living, their families loved them, and that they were happy. The doctors didn't talk with her much about trisomy 13, she said, telling her to do her own research. While she wasn't really told that there were different possibilities and different outcomes, she was given, time and again, the option of a selective reduction, the option to discontinue her son's life and continue to carry her other son who did not have the diagnosis. Hannah and her family persevered. Arrow's life was hard, with surgeries and time in the NICU and unplanned hospital stays, and Arrow's first birthday was an accomplishment. But Hannah said she would take Arrow over her old life any day, that he has added much joy and fullness to the family's life. Hannah said that their story is an example of what is possible when a woman and a baby receive the care that they need. Whether a case before the U.S. Supreme Court with ramifications for the pregnancy help community or an individual personal account of pregnancy help, it's a wonderful movement, a wonderful cause, and the stories generating from within need to be told. Look for these and many, many other articles chronicling the pregnancy help community and pro-life work at pregnancyhelpnews.com. Thank you for joining us for this inaugural episode of the Pregnancy Help News Brief. If you are not yet subscribed to the Pregnancy Help News Weekly Digest, we invite you to do so at pregnancyhelpnews.com. Whether with Pregnancy Help News or the Pregnancy Help News Brief and Pregnancy Help Podcast, Stay tuned for more coverage of and for the Pregnancy Help community. Thank you again, and God bless you.